How's everything been going for you?
Good. I feel great.
How different are things being able to go through a full off-season program?
Well, I guess this is the second time. But, you know, I'm still working on learning everything, getting better at everything. Plenty of room to improve, so it's a process.
What areas, anything in particular that you'd really like to see improvement?
I think last year I gave a few more pressures than I would like, and so that's one thing I'd like to improve. But there's a number of things that I'd like to continue to improve.
You go back and look at the pressures, assuming you went to watch them. I mean, was there a common thread that showed up to you when you studied them?
That's a good question. It's always something different and situational, but there's all, you know, that one key thing is important for me.
Feel more comfortable this offseason now that A, you're in your third year, and B, you have the same offensive line you did last season and went to this season?
I don't know. You know, you start from the ground level now, the building phase, and I don't take anything for granted. I know I've learned some, but, you know, I have a lot more to learn, and I want to keep getting better.
And have you had a chance to look at any tape yet of Deion Jordan? I know you obviously going to play against him in college, but
yeah, no.
You'll be going against him with the Dolphins.
No.
Is that something you want to do before that Dolphins week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the week of the Dolphins and before, I'll definitely look into that.
Did you watch him just casually for the last couple years in college? Is there any observations you have just generally?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
What was your reaction, and how big is it re-signing Sebastian Vollmer?
Sebastian's a great teammate. He's a great player. I think it's great for the team.
How much video do you watch of yourself in the off season? Do you watch? I know some players watch every single play they're involved in. Do you go that in depth?
Yeah, no. I think with the combination of how many times I watched them that, you know, last year, and how many times I will watch them, it's a bunch.
How important is it to have that continuity on the offensive line?
You got to give the coaches credit. I know Coach Skarnecki, yeah, he always has anyone that's on our team is going to be prepared and ready, which isn't always easy to do, but it always seems that way.
Do you know Luke Jokel or Eric Fisher at all, and do you have a chance to talk to them after they're drafted?
I've never met him, no.
Never met him. Is there almost a pride for you in that there was...
I think it's awesome. No, yeah, I think that's great for them. Yeah, they look like great players.
What's the advantage of having the entire offensive line together for a second year?
What's the advantage?
Yes, obviously, it doesn't happen often in the NFL, period.
Yeah.
But yours will be.
Well, like I said, we don't take anything for granted, so we have to all prepare, you know, as if that wasn't the case, and we all get ready, and we know that things happen during the season, so you never know.
Can you really improve yourself in the off-season workout program? Because there's no hitting involved. Other than the weightlifting, what else do you do to improve your game?
Well, right now is kind of the strength and conditioning phase. We've done a little bit, you know, with the coaching sessions, but it's more right now is getting our bodies healthy and ready to play.
2 years ago when you came here,
we mentioned very briefly that you had gotten an award from the NCAA for academics, and that included a scholarship toward a master's. Have you been able to do much work along those lines?
No, that scholarship has not come in to play. I have taken some trips. I was up at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and they showed me around. I was amazed. You know, I thought that was really honored to be there, and that was really neat, but I haven't got a chance to do any kind of master's work. Most of my focus has been football right now.
Do you hope to eventually? Or?
Absolutely, yeah.
What would be the plans professionally after football?
After football? Well, hopefully it's a long ways down the road. I don't know exactly. I don't know.
Nate, right? I'm sorry. Keep going.
One of 16 guys recognized by the NCAA for being top scholar athletes in the whole country. And you how do we ever talk about that?
Yeah. Well, I got so lucky for this opportunity. I'm trying to maximize that.
Ryan Clark was on ESPN yesterday talking about Tom Brady sometimes with his internal clock and may see ghosts out there on the field. Do you guys give him a hard time about that sometimes if he's duck and covering?
I don't know anything about quarterback, and I never have an opportunity to watch Tom because I'm always looking at the guy in front of me, so I don't know anything about that. Sorry.
What's it like being in the huddle with Brady in a big moment in the game?
What's it like being with him?
Is it like a business meeting?
well, Tom's great, you know. He's the commander of the offense, and that's the way he always is in every situation. I think the way that he is, you wouldn't know whether there were stakes on the game or not.
Did everything check out for you health-wise? Do you have any surgeries this offseason?
Everything's going good. I'm feeling good. I'm getting better.
Is there an off-season in football anymore? When I started out, there was, but apparently there isn't now.
You mean staying in shape the whole time? And oh, yeah, keeping your body healthy, and that's definitely true. Yeah.
You still trying to, like, every year you talk about trying to put on weight. Is that still something that you try to?
No, I've done great with my weight this off season. I feel happy with my weight. Now it's just a matter of converting it and make it stronger and more football ready, I guess.
What are you right currently?
About 320.
Thank you.